It's time for the Hawks Home Movie Review. The guys on Morning Mayhem have watched a movie that you may love, and now they're going to either heap praise on it or tear it apart. Thanks to Hawks Homes, offering custom-built and modular homes with more inventory than anyone in the state. To do business with the number one dealer, go to hawkshomes.net. Now, to the movie review.
Thanks to Brian and Kevin Hawks. Appreciate them sponsoring our movie review. It was Razorback Review during football season, basketball season, but now during the summer we're going to do movie review. The film is Shooter. It was shot in 2007. Mark Wahlberg is in it, and Danny Glover, Ned Beatty, Michael Pena. I was trying to think where people would know Michael Pena. But it's a story about he was a former soldier and who was
sniper.
A sniper. It was living. He didn't know that he had been taken advantage of by the government. During his time in the military, active duty. So he's living up in the mountains, and they come to get him. And they're really, it's a conspiracy. They're setting him up.
They want him to consult. To help, but it was really a setup. To do that.
We won't give away the plot, but I'm just telling you, I love this movie. I think it's one of Mark Wahlberg's best movies. And I tell you, Ned Beatty's a great bad guy. He's a U.S. senator. Mm-hmm. Danny Glover is he's with the military. Mm-hmm. He's a bad guy too. The ending is a shocker, Roger. You'll go, wow, didn't see that coming. Yeah. And I tell you, who's a hottie, absolute smoking hottie in this is Rona Mitra. She's part of the FBI and FBI group, and then Kate Mara, who is the wife of his buddy who gets killed.
Yeah.
She's a little cutie. I love what she does to the guy who's been taking advantage of her.
I'm going to tell you, Roger, if you haven't seen this, you need to watch it. It is a really, really, really good movie. And I only watch movies once.
That's right.
That's exactly right. And we mentioned Levon Helm. To me, is his 5 minutes in the movie, there is a key part of it.
Yeah.
And he is so good. I was like, I didn't even know who he was at first. I'm like, man, who is that old man? They really casted him well. I think the movie did so okay at the box office. I think it grossed
I saw that.
Yeah,
part.
Grossed around $100 million. It cost $60 million to make. And I love the name.
It was modest.
I love his character's name, Bob Lee Swagger. Bob Lee Swagger. That is a great military name.
Yeah.
And then how he could shoot so far. There's a scene where he's shooting, 500 yards or something, and it takes a few seconds for it to get there. Yeah, it's good stuff. It's sort of like a Roadhouse. It's a great guy, sort of a guy flick, if you want to. But rent it .
So what do you give it?
I will give it, because we were doing out of 5 stars, right, Roger? 5 Morning Mayhems. I will give this a 5
Go!
Morning Mayhem. See, Roger's much more critical than me. For me, I can watch this over and over again, which I've watched it a ton of times. It's a great. It's like, listen. Okay, would you give Roadhouse a 5 stars?
I'm not.
Would you give Roadhouse
that
five
movie?
Morning
this
man?
Is the end. I gave 5 stars for its humor.
That was terrible.
It's fantastic.
You gave Pineapple Express a 5.
What would you give it, RJ? Yeah. What did you get? How many Morning Mayhems?
Four and a half.
Only reason I'd say it was 5. It is what it is. It's not The Godfather, but it is a great. And I think the best part. I love it when the good guy was to win at the end.
Oh yeah, always.
I love it when the good guys
always
win at the end.
So sweet. It's a really good movie. Like. Yeah. If I were gonna watch a movie a second time,
I don't have to watch a movie make any sense.
And the plot is very creative.
Yeah.
It's a very creative plot and how it works.
I'm gonna watch it.
It reminds me of the guy. Who was the guy that was another one where they shot the president? It was a setup.
White House Down?
No. Remember, Josh used to make fun of me because I loved White House Down. And what's the other
White House Down is
what was the other one? There was two White House movies that they were at the same time.
White House Down. Yes. What was the other one?
Something Has Fallen.
The Eagles.
Something Has Fallen. That's it.
Oh, that's right.
Something Has Fallen.
There's two different guys.
White House Fallen.
No, it's
one had like three different ones. What was that guy?
You're talking about the one with Gerard Butler.
He had like three of them.
Something Has Fallen.
Yeah,
what is
right.
it?
It's,
what is the word?
It's the White House Has Fallen.
Let me see. Gerard.
What is
Gerard Depardieu?
Butler. White House.
White House Down.
I got it. Starts with an O.
Olympus Has Fallen.
Very nice.
There it is.
And then you have like three. Two other movies after that.
I think so.
Aaron Eckhart is in that one, and then the other one has Tatum Channing. Is that his name? Good looking dude.
Channing Tatum?
What did I say?
Tatum Channing.
You said Channing Tatum.
You know what? Hey, I'm glad I didn't.
He said
know.
Tatum Channing.
Roger. I'm glad Roger, that's not right. It's Channing Tatum. When I first came into the segment,
you guys were like, what's the words that you can't pronounce? And I was like, let's talk about Tatum Channing.
Roger, who was the president in the Channing Tatum?
Jamie Foxx.
Who was the other woman who had the weird accent or the voice back in the day? Channing, not Tatum.
No,
Channing Butler.
No.
Who, okay, wait a minute. Let's go to RJ. Who was the president in Olympus Has Fallen?
Carol Channing.
Idiot. I actually love the president. You know, we talk about all the movies that have presidents in them. This was one of my favorite presidents, especially because he was
the blonde dude.
Nope.
Was it not?
No, I'm sorry. You're right. The first one, Aaron Eckhart, is the president.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the third one because Eckhart dies.
Yeah.
Eckhart dies in one of these. And so the
VP. Was it Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman. Good job, RJ. Go. Walked his way up. Morgan Freeman was in the third one with Gerard Butler. There's three of them.
I'm now the president.
What did you say?
I'm now the president.